Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, Spreckles Theater Company presents the North Bay premiere of the musical A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. This show is running October 11th through the 27th at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Rohnert Park. And my guest this morning is Andrew J. Smith, who stars in the lead. Good morning, Andrew.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me. A pleasure
Absolutely.
To be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Of course.
I'm unfamiliar with A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It sounds like there's some gallows humor involved.
Yes.
Tell us about the play. Yeah.
Sure. Well, as the title states, there's love and murder in this one. A fantastic opportunity for me to play Montague Dicequith Navarro, because oftentimes the male lead is not the romantic one and the killer at the same time. So this is a really fantastic opportunity. So basically, Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder is just what it sounds. A gentleman who's kind of down on his luck finds out he's in line to become the Earl of Highhurst Castle back in the turn of the century, 1900s London. And the only problem is there's eight people ahead of him. So he starts thinking, what could I do to become the Earl? And lo and behold, getting rid of a couple of them works. So essentially through, obviously it's a, maybe not obviously, but it's a dark comedy, very, very funny stuff. Fantastic production. The original was on 2014 on Broadway, won Best Musical and Best Book. So it's very well written, fantastic show. And I think we're doing really good justice to it. It's a blast, but through all these silly ways that you can murder someone and I want to give them all away here, you got to come see it to see all that. But, there's love interest and there is slapstick comedy and of course murder, and we don't want to give the ending away, but maybe it works out for him,
maybe not.
You'll have to see.
Well, tell me about what it's like to play Monty, and I assume you auditioned for the role, you got the role. What's the experience been like for
you? This has been fantastic for me. I'm new to the area. I moved to Sonoma and this week it'll be at about 2 years that I've moved to Sonoma. And I'm from New York, and I was a professional performer for many years, and my wife and I both, who is actually, she's in the play as well, Phoebe Dicequith, she plays my wife, we kind of walked away from performing and got into a different direction, and I got into the wine industry. I started working for Meadowcroft Wines down in Sonoma as the director of hospitality, and walked away from performing and thought, well, I did that, I won't miss it. And lo and behold, started missing it.
Right.
And our wonderful director, Michael Ross, approached me about possibly coming to callbacks for this. And I said, well, you know, we'll see. And started looking at the material and said, oh my God, I can't miss this. If I can try to get in there. And got to the audition and it worked out. So it's been fantastic. It's probably the hardest show I've ever done. And I've done off Broadway and things in New York and tours. And this one's really challenging. It's a British dialect. It's period piece. I never leave stage. It's a lot of getting my stamina back up has been quite a challenge, but I think I'm going to walk away with this being the most rewarding thing I've ever done. So
it's
been an absolute pleasure, and I hope to do more at Spreckles. It's a wonderful space.
Yeah, maybe tell us about working with Michael Ross and some of the people there, what that has been like.
Michael Ross is an absolute joy to work with, our director. Great vision, but in spite of all the talent of directing, just a wonderful guy. And you don't always get that with directors. Someone who's easy to talk to, takes your opinions and welcomes them. That's kind of hard to find. So he's been wonderful to work with. And my co-star, Tim Setzer, has been, if you don't see it for me, you got to see it for him. He is the number one guy in the show. He plays seven different roles or eight. I lost count. Maybe eight different roles he's played.
At that point, who's counting? Right?
Yeah, he probably is, as he's changing costumes. We're actually doing a dress tonight about all this. But he plays every single person who's ahead of me, and that includes women, that includes young men, that includes old men, that includes,
so you get to just murder him over
I
and over
murder
again.
Him so many times, my dear friend Tim. I'm sorry about that, but
that's
yeah
great. Very funny. Sounds like a great show. Sounds like a perfect Halloween kind of atmosphere,
you know,
right?
What it took me a bit when I knew that I wanted to do this show, and then I realized at the slot was at Halloween, and I went, oh my gosh, I murder people, and it's Halloween. That makes perfect sense.
Right.
So it's a fantastic spot for a great way to celebrate this last Halloween weekend, or of course any show up to there.
Absolutely. So go see A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. It's running through the 27th of October at the Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Rohnert Park. You can go to SprecklesOnline.com, and the box office phone number is 707-588-3400. Thank you for joining us this morning. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.